Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On this episode, we look at some of the latest stories to be posted to eSchool News with topics that include wireless technology trends to track, how augmented reality is actually becoming a reality, and how artificial intelligence can transform the professional learning experience for the better. First, let's take a look at a piece posted to eSchool News written by Laurent L.T. Theriault. He's president and CEO of US Cellular. And the title of the piece is called Three Wireless Technology Trends to Track in 2022. Let's dig right into it. The first, he's predicting real change for rural America when it comes to access. He writes, a recent study by Broadband Now indicates that more than 40 million people in the United States lack reliable access to high-speed internet, many of them in rural areas. A primary driver for lack of coverage in these areas is simple economics. At times, it can be twice as expensive to build the needed broadband infrastructure in rural areas, and there are far fewer people to help pay for the service, making it cost prohibitive for providers and expensive for customers. But there are encouraging signs that this will be changing. The recent infrastructure bill allocated more than $65 billion for broadband and provides an unprecedented opportunity for the expansion of high-speed connectivity to underserved areas. While I share LT's enthusiasm here, I've kind of heard this all before as well. So I hope as these funds go out and these infrastructures become created, that this really will be a next generation where the infrastructure will be put in place like the U.S. highways for any and every American, and specifically students who need access to that internet. Now, the next prediction, that the Internet of Things will go mainstream. Again, he writes, you may have heard this one before. The Internet of Things, or IoT, has been touted for years. And while there have been significant strides towards the ultimate promise of the connected world, the hype has so far outweighed the results. However, business leaders I've met with have shared concrete examples that demonstrate IoT technology is starting to deliver on its potential, mainly due to the ubiquity of 5G networks that provide the consistent, fast connection that IoT devices require. Again, I'm in LT's camp here. Would love to see it happen. Still, some skepticism for me remains. Finally, he writes, he talks about connecting for togetherness. Perhaps the most impactful change that I see for 2022 is reversing the trend of technology that divides us online and instead help us connect in real life. And the indications are there. Connectivity has always been used to bring people together. Phone calls, texts, video calls, and even social networks initially brought us together, helping connect with old friends and share important life moments. But much of the online social discourse these days is divisive, poisonous, and at times even life-threatening. When people can hide behind digital disguises and speak to anonymous and faceless recipients, every online conversation can quickly escalate into an us versus them division. Encouragingly, we are seeing a steady uptick in personal communication. One-on-one text messaging is on the rise, and after previously declining year over year, phone calls, good old phone calls per user increased on our network in 2021. Signs that people are connecting directly with each other and not around each other via social networks. Well, that certainly is a positive prediction that I can get myself behind. Next, there is an interesting article penned by Simon Pyle. He is the deputy head teacher at Anson Primary School. He's also an Apple Distinguished Educator and an Into Film Ambassador. The article is called Bringing the World to Life Through Augmented Reality. In the piece, he describes how his students are using a new tech product developed by Discovery Education called